is 21st Century Journalistic Writing Class, and today we're talking about sports in the coronavirus. I'm Ashlyn Steen, I'm a junior.
I'm Rafe Zarek, I'm a junior.
I'm Jacob Russell, I'm a junior.
I'm Mark Liberco, I'm a junior.
I'm Alicia Horan, sophomore.
I'm Isabel Colloder, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Avery Plotty, and I'm a junior.
I'm Remy Merrill, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Ina Moore, and I'm a junior.
So sports, just like all activities in Mount Vernon High School, have been suspended until December 7th. And that date is actually coming up. It's this coming Monday. And as we probably know, sports have been like a big influence on that shutdown because the coronavirus has spread through sports a lot. That's a big problem in it. And sports are starting back up. What are your guys' thoughts on just putting it back into play or if we should keep it out some more?
I think it was a good decision to close it down, at least for the 2 weeks for like a quarantining period. But also, I think since all sports are indoors, since it is a winter sport, it's close contact. And like, I know basketball games last more than the 15-minute time like where you could get COVID. And like, I feel like we should just like pretty much cancel all sports this year because I feel like it's just going to keep rising in cases.
So as an athlete myself, I disagree with that, not only because I just love sports, but also because I feel like there's ways to like prevent that and then follow the 15-minute rule still while playing sports. For example, basketball, you don't have to be out on the court playing for 15 minutes at a time. There's like timeouts, and then if you're not actually playing, if you're just on the bench, you can still be social distance within like your team.
Basketball, before we got shut down, our basketball coach, we couldn't do like scrimmage drills, if that makes sense, or like defensive and offensive drills, because of the 15 minutes. We only got 15 minutes of that time every single day, but we work a lot on skills and other things. And just like Ashlyn said, you're not playing for 15 minutes during a game. You come in and out, and you have those timeouts as well. And I know the girls' basketball team has to wear a mask during, at all times.
Is that wearing them or is it above the nose?
We actually have to like wear them. They have to be covering our nose and everything.
There's been a couple people that have started wearing them like below their nose, and they always get like talked to by a coach and like say like put them back up, or like teammates will step up and be like, be responsible, we want to like have a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been about like having a team effort to like be safe.
When in sports, since I'm not in a sport, do you guys wear a different kind of mask, like a cloth mask or medical mask, like, or is like the team provided masks too?
We've actually been provided masks. Like they bring medical masks to practice, but it's not like required that we wear those. You can wear anyone that you want. It's just like medical masks are usually easier to breathe in, and so they would bring those like just in case anybody needs them.
So their personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the girls do end up wearing a surgical mask because they're easier to breathe in.
Did anybody go to state volleyball or was affected by state volleyball by the coronavirus?
I attended the state volleyball game with a few of my friends. And at the game, it was mostly socially distanced besides when you're actually, not really, because you're seeing the stands. They had, like, a row marked off for kids that for no one sits in these rows. But you still have people side by side in the row. So, like, it could have been better. And then also at one point they asked us, or they did this, like, a game kind of thing. And afterwards they handed out a whole bunch of snacks and stuff. And everybody took off their mask at once, and that didn't help any.
What I heard was that the problem with, like, COVID spreading was the drive-in. Nobody was wearing their masks on the way in, but when they were in the cell center, everyone had their masks on.
Yeah, I thought it was successful, like, in the stadium with, like, social distancing, but then my friend actually got COVID, like, 2 days after that, so I had to quarantine.
Yeah, I've heard a few quarantine cases just from the drive up or drive back.
Speaking of, like, the safety during the game, what I found interesting about this whole coronavirus experience with sports is, like, the development of how we've gotten more and more strict and more safe with our sports. Like, I'm in softball, and that was, like, in the summer when we weren't taking it very seriously, and we weren't wearing masks at all, even, like, in the dugout. We were supposed to wear masks in the dugout, but it wasn't taken very seriously, and it wasn't, like, it's enforced very well. So people were in the dugout without masks and, like, hanging around each other all day.
Yeah, I'm also in softball, and we were the only team that, like, attempted to wear something in the dugout. No other team really did that. And, yeah, I have to agree with Ashlyn, like, the precautions that have been taken, like, now compared to in the summer, it's so different, and it changed so drastically as well.
I was in cross country at the beginning of the year, and it's definitely changed since then, because we would wear masks too, and when we were going to and leaving practice, but during practice when we're actually running, no one had their masks on, and we're all running in a big group. Now they wouldn't allow that at all. So.
Yeah, for football, the only people that had to wear masks were the managers and coaches. The boys didn't at all have to wear masks, and then at the end of the season, like their postseason, they all decided to wear masks just in case one of them tested positive and didn't take the whole team.
But the funny thing is the precautions and, like, rules have gone increased to be a lot stricter, but the numbers are way higher.
Yeah.
I think that has something to do with the fact that we're moving from outdoor sports to indoor sports. And just, like, being indoors, you're going to have less, like, air movement, and so it's going to, like, spread better.
Yeah, the air circulation's not going to be as good, and we're not going to have that filter to... Mm-hmm. And then we're also, for sports, you bring in the other team, so then that brings in an outside source that could bring in the possible COVID.
And, like, as critical as I was about softball just a few seconds ago, like, for the sport itself, you're mostly social distance the whole game, just how the way the sports work, it just works that way. So it wasn't, like, super dangerous because we were outside and we weren't that close the whole time. Mm-hmm.
I mean, softball did take precautions. They had to clean all the equipment. And for state softball, normally you stay the entire week, and we weren't able to do that. Yeah.
I just remember when I attended the state softball game, the crowd was so, like, packed into one spot, and, like, there was no 6 feet apart from others. There was no social distancing. But now, like, the school I know has put down markers on the bleachers to say this is where you sit, and if you're in a family you can sit together, but make sure another person sits 6 feet away from you. Mm-hmm. So they're taking those precautions.
It's nice to see how we're, like, moving forward as we get more, like, educated and serious about the virus.
Mm-hmm. And it's also nice that we can have somewhat of a normal life.
This has been the Mustang Moon Podcast. Thanks for listening.